Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Joe Smith as we talk Jeff West boys basketball. The Tigers played Friday and Saturday like the girls, losing to Riverside 54-34, and then Council Grove on Saturday 63-36. The Riverside game, we'll go back to that one first, Coach, from last Friday night, a competitive first quarter and competed through the second quarter as well. But it looked like an 18-7 fourth quarter. That game was pretty competitive until Riverside kind of pulled away a little bit late, right?
Yes, sir, it was. And, you know, we had, I, you know, tried to preach to my guys that, you know, Riverside was in a similar situation as us, you know, just kind of, you know, rebuilding and trying to learn, you know, learn how to win. So, you know, they were just as hungry as we were coming into this game. So, and they came out and they played like it. And they had, you know, they got the big guy inside who really hurt us, and he's been playing good all year. But, you know, I just thought they were, you know, just a little bit hungrier to get a win, you know, than we were, or get another win than we were. So,
you did have eight guys score. Holthaus, I believe, had a double-digit scoring game with 11 to lead you in that contest, and then turning around to play the next night certainly could be a challenge, and a pretty good Council Grove team that came into your place. And again, first quarter wasn't too bad, but then I noted a 21-5 second quarter where the wheels kind of came off there a bit.
Yeah, and we normally we'll either start, you know, start our game really, really good and have a good first quarter, come out, you know, firing on all cylinders, and you know, stuff that we've, you know, tried to address and work on. But it's like the moment we, you know, hit any kind of adversity as a group, or, you know, we, you know, get down six or eight, you know, it's kind of that always balloons into something else when it doesn't have to be that way. So, again, I mean, that happens when you have, you know, young guys playing the bulk of your minutes. So we got, you know, two freshmen, two sophomores, and a senior playing. So, you know, that tends to happen. But we're just still, you know, learning how to play and learning how to win, which is a whole other learning curve. So, you know, we'll get there.
You bet. Morse, Caleb, I think, had 10 points, and Holthaus again leading you in scoring in that game. So it appears like he's one that certainly kind of stepped up the scoring and become a little more consistent for you here down the stretch.
Absolutely. And, you know, Tucker's been has been playing well, and he just plays with a fire and a passion and an aggression that, you know, we don't have. He just gives us a you know, a different type of option and a different type of temperament that our team lacks. So he's been playing great, and, you know, it's been showing for him.
On to Substate now. The slate's kind of wiped clean. You get Royal Valley a third time, and obviously played them once, and they're one of the best teams in the state. But I would imagine you're kind of approaching this like the slate's wiped clean, guys, and we don't have anything to lose or hold back going into the matchup, I guess, now against Royal Valley, right?
Yes, sir. Royal Valley, we watch them. We played them twice this year. But, you know, we've been telling our guys, I mean, at this point, I mean, you know, everybody's record is 0-0. So, you know, we go into this game, and first day of practice right out of the gate, I expressed to our guys that, you know, if you're not expected to go to Royal Valley to try to win a basketball game, you know, don't even come back to practice. And I think that, you know, our mindset has to, you know, stay that way. It's not, let's go get this game over with so our season can be done. Like, let's go down here and try to make some noise, because, you know, upsets happen. Upsets happen every single year in, you know, high school basketball, college basketball, professional basketball. So just sticking to the course and, you know, having guys, you know, just continue to buy into what we're doing. I've been practicing, you know, with them just to give them a more realistic feel, you know, that they will get when they play Royal Valley. So hoping that all these things can come together when we go down there on Monday, and just kind of see what happens.
Coach, best of luck against the Panthers and continuing out the remainder of your season. And as always, thanks for taking time to join us here on the radio each week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Coach Joe Smith of the Tigers. The Jeff West Coaches Show is brought to you by Country Harvest Apple Market and RNS Maintenance Services in Meriden.